Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. In today's episode, we're going to talk all about biomechanics and your bone density. And I have a lot to say. I've been wearing a weighted vest. Maybe you've seen on my Instagram post, I'm wearing this really cute weighted vest that one of my patients got. It's hot pink. It's an extra 10 pounds of weight, and I'm wearing it at least an hour a day. You guys had a ton of questions about it, so we're going to explore the science behind weighted vests. How do they enhance your bone density, and what can they really do to combat bone diseases like osteoporosis? We need to work on osteoporosis now to be our best selves 5 or 10 years from now. So I'm working on future me. And I want you guys to develop that mindset too. Like, the things we do now are going to make us into the healthiest, most amazing, strong women as we age. And you should tune in to learn all about these weighted vests. It is a biomechanical tool, so easy to do. It's on Amazon. I should put one in my Amazon favorites on my Instagram highlight buttons. I have some Amazon favorites. And my friend Shalene Johnson, who's a fitness amazing powerhouse, started wearing these and clued me in on it, as well as Dr. Jennifer Gunter, who's also on the gram and who's a menopause specialist. So when you're perimenopausal, and even if you're not, bone density issues are important for women to address early, early on. We don't get enough calcium these days. All we have is a latte or a splash of milk, a little bite of yogurt, and it's not nearly enough. Okay, what is a weighted vest? It's a low-impact option for increasing your fitness level. It's very often got pockets, or it's padded. It has lead weighting. You can also have small weights that you add or subtract from it. They range anywhere from 6 to 12 pounds. I would definitely suggest starting with a low-impact, lower-weight vest, because I actually ordered one that was 12 pounds off of Amazon, and I think I felt like I was dying when I was wearing it. It's crazy that that small amount of weight adds up, but imagine that you're wearing a really heavy backpack, like from middle school, all day, every day, with 12 books in it. It's a lot. So maybe don't start with 12 pounds. Maybe start with 6 or 8. It adds extra weight when you're performing weight-bearing exercise, like if you're walking, running, or even just doing your regular fitness and agility drills, and those, it's something that you can wear so easily in your morning routine. So I've been wearing it walking the dog. I wear it when I'm cooking. I wear it for the first hour of the day when I'm seeing patients. If you come and see me and I'm wearing a dorky looking vest, ask me lots of questions. It's kind of great for my posture. It's encouraging me to hold my shoulders back. It's developing some of those muscles of the shoulders, neck, and the upper spine. The primary purpose of a weighted vest is to increase the intensity of a workout by adding resistance, and it forces your muscles overall to work harder. So this is going to just improve endurance and muscle strength. And this added weight during your exercise or your activities, the body perceives it as increased gravitational force, which in turn stimulates osteoblast activity. The osteoblasts are the cells responsible for bone formation. Weighted vests typically have little pockets where you can add weights in the form of small sandbags, lead bags, or metal bars, and they're designed to distribute the weight really nicely across your torso. You buckle them in the front. Feels quite snug. It's kind of like a hiking backpack. And you should fit it and wear it correctly to avoid injury. I think if you have neck or shoulder problems, you must check with your doctor before wearing these. Certainly if you don't have good strength and you have a previous history of strain or stress, you know, this can exacerbate it. So check with your physical therapist or doctor. Mostly the vests are adjustable, and the snug fit kind of minimizes movement during exercise. So the total weight can be adjusted when you add and remove the weights. And it's recommended that you start with a lower weight, like 6 pounds, and maybe in 2 weeks you can add 2 more pounds, go up to 8 pounds, 10 pounds, 12 pounds, and so on. As you age, your skeletal system loses bone density at a very fast rate, and we get osteoporosis very young these days. People are getting osteoporosis as early as age 30 and 35. If you've had premature menopause or ovarian failure for any reason, or you're on estrogen-blocking drugs, your risk of osteoporosis is worse. If you're someone who never takes calcium, magnesium, and zinc, your bone density can definitely change for the worse. But when you don't have sufficient bone mass, your bones become brittle and you're going to be susceptible to fractures, even from minor falls or injury. This bone mineral density is something you should get checked. And you can get that by getting a bone scan. Usually they'll scan hips and important skeletal structures to look for your bone density. And if you find that you have early osteoporosis, which can happen, especially if you have Scandinavian background or Eastern European, or if you have blonde hair, blue eyes, you're prone to osteoporosis. So a study done in the Journal of Gerontology looked at the effect of long-term weighted vests in postmenopausal women as a strategy to reduce fractures, specifically hip fractures, because that increased weight when you're bearing down improves bone density around the hips. And 9 months of wearing weighted vest reduced the fall risk in postmenopausal women. It improved neuromuscular measures of strength, power, and dynamic balance. And the bones did better. So improvement in osteoporosis parameters. The more the mechanical stress and strain on the bones during movement, the better your bones are going to do. And if you jump rope or you jump on a mini trampoline or you're running, it's that pounding the pavement, the impact that improves bone density as well. According to Wolf's Law, bones in a healthy person will adapt to the load under which it's placed. So if loading on a particular bone increases, the bone will remodel itself over time to become stronger and resist the loading. So the weighted vest during walking and exercise will stimulate bone growth, and it increases your bone mass and bone density. It makes you burn more calories, so that's a plus. You expend more energy to perform the same tasks, so your walk actually burns more calories than it would have before. This higher calorie burn, of course, is good for you. One study had participants who were asked to wear a weighted vest under their shirts on a daily basis, progressing to a goal of 10 hours per day during the most active parts of their day. And initially, they didn't add any extra weight to the vest. And then incrementally, they increased weekly according to every participant's rate of weight loss. And as their body mass decreased and they lost more weight, the weight of the vest was increased to replace the lost weight up to a maximum of 15% of their baseline weight. And this weighted vest prevented their leg muscle power from declining. So it was a very effective method of improving muscle power. It enhanced gravitational load on the muscles and it burned more calories. So you can lose up to 15% increase in caloric burn and increase in lost weight. So I think that that is potentially amazing. Just wearing this extra little garment every day can literally change the trajectory of your osteoporosis, your weight loss, as well as your bone density. And for me, that's going to be game changing. When I first started wearing this vest during clinic, seeing patients, by the end of an hour, I felt like I couldn't breathe as much, like my tidal volumes of my lungs had gone down because the weight of expanding the alveoli and the chest was just like kind of hard. And it was only 8 to 10 pounds. And that made me feel like such a wimpy girl. So I stuck with it. And now I can happily say that I can wear it for 2 hours. And this is just the beginning. It's such an easy thing. I can do it every day. It's improving the muscles in my back. And that helps me to hold my shoulder blades and scapula backwards because bad posture is real. And I think you guys should all try it. I'm a huge fan of the weighted vest. I'm a huge fan of doing things we need to do at this age to improve perimenopausal symptoms like bone density change. And don't forget to talk to your doctor about estrogens, the other major thing that thins our bones. Besides not enough activity, not enough weight, not enough muscle contraction and strengthening, not enough calcium, but the other major thing, lack of estrogen. So if you haven't talked to your doctor about bioidentical hormones, estrogen replacements, or things you can be doing for osteoporosis management, you really should. Okay, guys, that is it for now. I hope you're going to have a happy spring, and I hope you're going to start on small incremental habits like the weighted vest. Go on Amazon. Check it out. You're going to be grateful that you did this. Your future self will thank you. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.